News on Demand is brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire. Todd Stapleton with News Center taking a look at weather. Well, we will see some up and downs with temperatures over the next few days, but warmer days are on the way. Looking at tonight, we're going to see cloudy skies, a low 25. We'll see a warm up on Friday into the lower 40s. We dip back into the lower 30s for a high on Saturday, but then spring back up to the upper 40s for a high on Sunday, and all the way up to 50s for a high on Monday. Awareness being bumped up in the community about homeless individuals, and Mayor Doug Knable says one thing to work on is to make sure to get such individuals the help they need. Suzanne Gaethje addressed the Vandalia City Council during their meeting on Monday to discuss the matter of individuals who have been living for months under the Kaskaskia River Bridge before they were ordered to vacate that area by the Department of Transportation. And the individuals vacating that area came just before the recent snowstorm and extreme cold weather snap that would have certainly been a life-threatening situation to anyone being out in those conditions. Gaethje was asking for any assistance that she could get throughout the community to help the individuals. Speaking on our podcast, talking about Vandalia, Mayor Doug Knable says making sure these folks get the help that they need and talk to the people they need to is one area to focus on.
What is the circumstances? Each of those situations are different. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear nationally, you know, there's mental health issues, right? And that leads to part of this. I don't know if that's the situation here or not, but, you know, so it's one, getting people in front of the right people, to your point, that can actually help them. What kind of help do they need? Besides being, you know, unhoused or homeless, you know, are there other issues that need to be addressed and getting them in front of the right people? So, again, I think the best we can do is, you know, again, make people aware that we know that there's an issue. If you're aware of it, you know, here's the resources we currently have in place, and collectively as a community, come together and try to support people in need. You know, I mentioned this last night. I mean, it comes to the forefront when you have severe weather conditions like this. But, you know, this situation's been going on for months. You know, so what can we do to better prepare, you know, to in advance of these types of things?
You can listen to our full podcast on our website at vandaliaradio.com and under the podcast tab. A few items were discussed at Wednesday's monthly St. Elmo's City Council meeting. First item that the St. Elmo's City Council approved was agreeing to a bid for water line extensions from Mid-Eastern Plumbing and Heating out of Carlisle for $152,500. Last item approved was the extension of police holiday hours to the end of March. Well, early voting gets underway today for next month's primary election in Illinois. Residents can cast their ballots several weeks before the March 17th primary. Voters will decide on who will run in the general election in November. Well, as for locally, there are a few races to focus on. On the Republican side of the ticket, incumbent Fayette County Clerk Jessica Barker is facing a primary challenge from fellow Republican Kara Dugan. There's also a race on the Republican side for judge for the 4th Judicial Circuit, with four total candidates running on the Republican side to replace Judge Doug Jarman. Among the candidates, Fayette County State's Attorney Brenda Mathis, Wesley Goja, Aaron Jones, and Philip Gibbons. For Congress in the 15th Congressional District, incumbent Mary Miller is challenged by Judy Bowlby and Ryan Teberke. As for statewide races on the Republican side, there is a race for governor and lieutenant governor between four candidates, with the winner facing Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker in the November general election. There are also six individuals running for U.S. Senate on the Republican side, and two candidates running for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. On the Democrat side, four individuals, Jennifer Todd, Randy Raley, Paul Davis, and Kyle Nudo, are running for the Democrat nomination for the 15th congressional seat. There are 10 individuals running for the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senate, and four running for Illinois Comptroller. There are precinct committee seats being voted on for both parties in this primary. Also uncontested individuals for Fayette County Board. Early voting underway today. day, the election on March 17th. You can see the entire ballot for both parties on this story on our website at VandaliaRadio.com. Congresswoman Mary Miller accused the state board of undermining public confidence and called out Democrats for blocking transparency and vowed aggressive oversight. In a letter, Miller, with other Republican congressmen, asked the Illinois Elections Board for answers on voter roll accuracy and federal compliance. Illinois State Board of Elections confirmed that it received both the committee's January 22nd and February 2nd letters and has requested an extension to respond, now scheduled for February 12th. Miller called accurate voter rolls essential to public confidence in elections.
We have a lack of enthusiasm by citizens because they don't believe that we have fair elections in Illinois.
Miller expressed frustration over the delayed board response, but vowed aggressive oversight.
Whatever opportunities we have to force them, to force their hand, I am going to be very aggressive here.
Miller argued that Illinois' failure to comply with the National Voter Registration Act should have consequences, such as withholding federal funding for elections or involving the Department of Justice to enforce compliance. A growing debate over how tipped income is taxed in Illinois has resurfaced as state lawmaker Regan Deering introduced legislation aiming to align Illinois law with the federal no tax on tips policy. The move comes after state officials said that Illinois would not adopt the federal exemption, citing concerns that exempting gratuities could create an unequal tax burden. Deering, who is a vocal proponent of tax relief, emphasized that the state's real issue is spending, not revenue.
We all know that Illinois doesn't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. So we should be looking for every opportunity to cut taxes for Illinois citizens while simultaneously cutting government spending. We're going to continue to lose revenue if we keep forcing people and businesses out of Illinois.
House Bill 4519, filed by Deering, would exempt tips from state income taxes up to $25,000, mirroring federal rules. According to Deering, the measure would provide direct relief to tipped employees, many of whom earn a lower wage base.
It would make Illinois more attractive, more competitive, which of course could bring in more businesses and residents.
Deering framed the policy as a step toward economic growth and retaining talent within the state. News on Demand has been brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire and Heck Chevrolet.